The Wisconsin governor's race may be one of the most heated in the country, but it's possible some residents will head to the polls for other contentious reasons this November. Earlier this year, lawmakers voted to put a measure on the ballot that would ask residents whether they want to ban gay marriage. Now the state Senate is poised to finalize a referendum that would ask voters whether they support the death penalty in first-degree intentional homicide cases that are backed up by DNA. The death penalty referendum date was actually changed in recent weeks to move it from the September primary to the November ballot, when Democratic Governor Jim Doyle will stand for re-election. Doyle is against the death penalty and thinks Republicans are trying to use the issue for their own political gain.
I mean, that's just the kind of political games that make people, you know, really cynical about the process. Everybody knows that I'm a longtime prosecutor. I fought hard for life without parole, and I think that that's where Wisconsin should be.
Doyle also criticized three Assembly Republicans for not voting on the death penalty last night, even though they voted on other issues earlier in the day. Because the measure squeaked by in a 47-45 margin, their votes could have tipped the balance. Reedsburg Republican Cheryl Albers told the Madison Capital Times today that she left the building because she wasn't feeling well last night and that she was not strong-armed by Republican leaders to leave. But she also said she was not committed on which way she would have voted. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.